This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Parts of the country are suffering from record low snowfall this year. In this encore episode, Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Ellen Bradley, a Tlingit skier and film director, about the impact of climate change and colonialism on winter sports.
What inspired you to tell this story through skiing, and how has returning to your traditional homeland shaped that journey?
Yeah, so for me, skiing is something that's always been a part of my life. And skiing was kind of this tool for connection with the lands that we were living on. It was this real, tangible way to connect with the Cascade Mountains and this place I was living that I didn't have the same blood ties or connection to like I do in Southeast Alaska. I feel really lucky that skiing has maintained being part of my life, but has become so central to my life and what I'm doing today as a professional skier, and hoping to use that as a tool to break down some of these barriers so that our Native people everywhere can access their homelands no matter what season it is.
And how have you seen climate change impact the skiing world?
You see so much change when it comes to climate change and snow sports. Snowpacks are significantly less consistent year by year. Often, like this last year, we saw very little snow here in the Rocky Mountains throughout the beginning of the year, and then it kind of all came at a certain time. And that's a little bit less consistent than what we've seen historically. More specific to my homelands in Juneau, they had a horrible snow year. So it's kind of a really scary time to be someone who loves the mountains when they're snowy, because it's changing, and changing in so many different ways that it's kind of hard to quantify at times.
In your documentary, Let My People Go Skiing, you work to dismantle barriers for Alaska Native youth. What kind of response have you received from the young people in your community?
From the young people in our community, I think their response in a lot of ways has just been joy. It feels like this really special place that is by us and for us, by Native people, for Native people, where we can really bring each other into community on the land, with the land. And I experienced that with the kids, just seeing them have so much joy, learning how to move their bodies in this different ecosystem on these skis or snowboards in a way that is maybe a little funky to how they feel. It always reminds me that we're skiing or we're snowboarding because it is fun, and it to find more joy in that for myself as well.
Why is it important for Indigenous people to be the ones telling these stories, especially when it comes to the outdoor recreation world?
I mean, we were outdoor recreationalists before that was even a term, right? As Indigenous people, that's just our lifestyle. And I think our narratives being centered in that space, centered around stories about our experiences with the land and the way that we move with the land, is so important, because in this capitalist colonized culture that we've now found ourselves in today, being able to be on the land and move with the land is abnormal. And so to be able to return to our people's cultures of being in this right relationship and movement with the land, I think is central to determining where the outdoor industry or outdoor recreationalists should be going, or where the focus should be.
How do you balance traditional ecological knowledge with Western science in your advocacy, and what gives you hope in the fight to protect your homelands and culture?
Alaska's a vast, diverse space with so many different ecosystems. And in order to have lived in these spaces for as long as we have, we all had to be scientists. And so for me, trying to meld those two in the modern day and age feels like trying to remind science that its origins are in Indigenous ways of knowing. And trying to explain to Indigenous ways of knowing or traditional ecological knowledge that your knowledge is complete, right? That it isn't less than Western science in the ways that Western science often tries to make other ways of knowing feel less than itself. There's so much that's giving me hope these days in the fight to protect my homelands and my culture. There are so many incredible people, Tlingit people, Alaska Natives, Indigenous peoples everywhere, that have found their ways and their abilities to engage in that fight for protection. And I think being able to see all of the different people who are approaching our fight for protection, for culture, and for land in these different ways, that's what's giving me hope.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.